I'm Tibetan. Okay. I talk in both languages, and my colleagues can do the same. No problem. Well, Minister, for me and on behalf of my committee, it's an honor to welcome you. It is library, as I said, a place of acknowledgement. That's important that in foreign affairs and in external policy we have acknowledgement of each other. I would like to take this opportunity to recall our historical relations between Portugal and Iran. And as you know, and many people have said, in the 16th century, it was the first Albuquerque who in the Hormuz had a talk with Safavi Shah Ismail. That's how I can pronounce it in Persian. So, okay, Shah Ismail, that's it. Since then, the relations in terms of cultural, economic, social, and I know economic is so important for you in this visit. as you know, in the agenda of the works of my committee, I can give you an important information that we are going to make a special invitation to the President of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the Iran Parliament, Ms. Aledin Burujerdi. I hope in the first semester of this year he could come and could visit and we can make some, not parallel diplomacy, but parliamentary diplomacy. Mr. Minister, allow me to present my colleagues. As you mentioned, the coordination of the Socialist Party and the Communist Party on my left, that's normal. The Communist Party is in my left. So, two members of the Socialist Party on my left, so, and the coordination of the Social Democratic Party. So we have the main parties welcome you here. Well, Mr. Minister, you know already, because you have already talked with the President, Jam Gama, and I know you are going to meet your colleague, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Portugal, a friend of mine. You know our position regarding the nuclear problem of Iran. We are committed to the decisions of the UE in this regard. That's a mixture of dialogue and firmness. That's the way in Portugal we do things already. So, Mr. Minister, I hope Iran can play a role in some peace process like Middle East, Lebanon and Afghanistan. You can do lots of things not to become a country isolated from the world, but an important player in the world to come. So that's the wish I could make in my first statement. And once more again, welcome you and your entire delegation. The floor is yours. Just to press the button and...
So, in the name of God, it's a great pleasure for me, Mr. Feltash, and dear and distinguished Member of Parliament of Portuguese, for me and for my colleagues being here in this committee, important committee, which is familiar to me. 28 years ago, I was Member of Parliament, just after the revolution, and a member of the Foreign Committee. Then I joined to Ministry of Foreign Affairs, 1984. Yes, yes. 1984, I joined to the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for about 24 years.
Only 7 months, that's our difference. Because I've been the State Secretary, Deputy Minister for Foreign Affairs and Cooperation,
yes,
during Mr. Santana Lopes as Prime Minister.
Then I transferred again from diplomatic mission to politician as a Member of Parliament in the current Parliament, the new Parliament which is going on now. After presidential election in my country 2.5 years ago. I was kicked out by my colleagues in the parliament to the government as Minister of Foreign Affairs. You know, it is not possible for Iran being at the same time minister and member of parliament. Yes. And I was also chairing the foreign committee in our parliament with Mr. Bulugerdi, who is now the chairman of the National Security and Foreign Policy Committee in the parliament. Yes, Mr. Bulugerdi is planning to pay a visit to your beautiful country, and I think he's waiting for some invitation from Your Excellency. I don't know. Anyway, that connection, that contact is always useful and benefitable for both sides. We are all from the party of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. That's why we do not. Yes, we do not have left or right here. Yes, and my visit to your beautiful country is unfortunately for the first time, and I had no chance before to visit your country. But always I was aware and following the good relations between Iran and Portuguese. Our relation goes for several centuries back, as rightly Your Excellency mentioned. And in that long, long history of our bilateral relations, there was and there is no any negative element. It shows that we have a common sympathy from each other. And we have several thousand years of history in our country. We are a peace-loved nation. We are the nation of dialogue. At the same time, we love justice. And our bilateral relations in the field of political affairs is moving well, despite of some differences, which is quite normal in some areas. We have common understanding from so many developments in the world. And from the economic point of view, we have good relations. I have to say it is not at the level of the capacity of two countries, but about $400 million euro, which personally I do believe there are some empty rooms for improvement of these relations. And Iran is an economy with $120 billion turnover in its trade with the world. And in the past, it was our economic relation and trade relation with Europe was concentrated on three, four main partners. In the new government, we are planning to make some balance and work more with the new partners in Europe. This is the new policy which we are planning. For example, Spain, Netherlands, Norway, and some others, and why not Portuguese, have good capacity to improve these relations. Of course, it needs both sides' desire and readiness for improvement of that relations. Let's move to the topics which Your Excellency mentioned, and usually those are the main business of our side as the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and your side as let's start from the nuclear issue which you have referred to. And we do believe that, like Portuguese, we have common position on nuclear bomb and nuclear weapons. We do not believe for nuclear weapons. We are against that. We are every year a sponsor or co-sponsor for any draft resolution for elimination of the nuclear weapons all from all around the world. This is our policy. And I would like to add here that from the religious point of view also, we have fatwa from the religious leader that it is prohibited mass destruction weapons. May you remember, we had 8 years imposed war by Saddam Hussein against our country. And during that war, Saddam Hussein was using chemical weapons against Iran. And now it is very well known in Europe. So many main hospitals in Europe are familiar with the victims of these chemical weapons during the war who were sending to Europe for treatment. And one day, some commanders during the war went to late Imam Khomeini and asked for his permission just to stop Saddam Hussein's using of chemical weapons. Just to avoid, for avoiding Saddam Hussein, let us prepare some chemical weapons and use it against the Iraqis. But Imam Khomeini did not let them due to our religious belief. What we are doing then in Iran? We are enjoying our right as a member of NPT, as a committed member since last about 40 years. Iran was a committed member to the NPT. And you know very well that any international convention has two main elements for the members. The first element is obligations and commitments. And the second is the rights which encourage the countries to become the member of that convention. And there must be balance between the obligations and the rights. From the very beginning, the Americans said, we are against Iran's nuclear energy. Why? Because Iran has oil and gas resources. Why Iran is looking for nuclear energy? We said, if it is enough reason not to have nuclear energy, you have oil also. Why 25% of your energy is coming from nuclear power plant? Then they said, okay, Iran can have nuclear energy, but not producing of fuel for these power plants. We said, our first contract with United States, between Iran and the United States, goes back to 50 years ago, 5th March 1957. And they have been committed to produce 23,000 megawatt electricity through nuclear power plant. Where is that? Then we had contract with France, with Germany, with Canada. But after revolution in our country, they have stopped all those contracts. Even they left Bucher nuclear power plant, which was started by Siemens of Germany. We said, how we can spend tens of billions of dollars for several nuclear power plants and become sure to receive fuel. They said, we will give you. We said, in the past, so many things was going to be done by you, your side for Iran, and it is not done. And that's why we want to become self-sufficient in the producing of fuel. Anyway, let's not go that much too deep to the history, coming to the current development. We had about 3,000 person per day inspection of our different sites of nuclear activities in Iran. The final report of the IAEA was ongoing activity of Iran, the current situation, has no any problem. There is no divergence from the peaceful purposes. It means the question goes back to the past of the activity of Iran. This was the main question by so many parties. I met more than 100 foreign ministers in the world. All of them said the watchdog for this issue is Mr. Al-Baradei and the IAEA. Their final judgment on your nuclear issue will be accepted for us. And they advised us, recommended us, to coordinate with the IAEA for the remaining issues which is under question, and some ambiguities in the past. We came to Al-Baradei, we made agreement based on a modality. They have classified all the questions which they had. And we have started from 5 months ago, cooperation together, to answer one by one to all questions which they have in their mind. Now I would like to inform Your Excellency and distinguished colleagues around the table that we have completed 70% of our common modality and process which we have started. Last week we had Mr. Al-Baradei in Tehran, you know that. We have agreed and emphasized to continue our cooperation. In my understanding, within next 2 months, I mean up to March, the remaining part of the questions will be answered, all of them. And And then IAEA, Mr. Alvarado, will be in the position to express his judgment, to inform the world about our nuclear activities. Another development also we have faced within last 2 months, and that was CIA and 15 other intelligent communities in the United States. You have heard about that report. They said, since these years, there is no any significance which shows Iran is looking for nuclear bomb or nuclear weapons. In our understanding, Mr. Chairman, it is a honeymoon for the politicians of the United States to go to their people and to have a brave approach honestly to their people, to inform them we had concern, serious concern, about Iran's nuclear activity. We thought that Iran is moving for nuclear weapons, but now our own intelligent communities are informing us that Iran is not going to nuclear bomb. Then there is no concern, and we do accept for negotiation, we do accept for removing the file from the Security Council to its proper place for judgment, which is the IAEA. This is the latest situation. We are moving very carefully. We are cooperative and supportive to the current development, and we do hope we finalize the situation. Your Excellency referred to the role of Iran in the region. Before moving to the role of Iran, let's explain to our friends a little bit the latest developments of the crisis in our region. As a country who lives in that region, who has close finger to the situation very closely, and we do hope this is a realistic approach or analysis for the situation. Let us start from Afghanistan. I would like to inform you, situation in Afghanistan is very, very shaky. And the concern is serious. If today you asked an ordinary Afghani, how do you compare the security in Afghanistan 2008 and 2007? He says 2007 was more secure than 2008. And you will receive the same answer in comparing 2007 and 2006, etc. You can forward. What will be the first result? The first result is the leading policy in Afghanistan for last 6 years is failed. They came to Afghanistan to start war against terror. Who says Afghanistan Afghanistan today is more safe than 6 years ago? Nobody. Nobody. If today the extremist and the terrorist group in Afghanistan decide to capture some important provinces in Afghanistan, at least in one night they are able to capture 6 important provinces. This is what, when I talk with Mr. Karzai and the other authority in Afghanistan, privately, they do accept. They do accept. This is the situation in Afghanistan. We do not have any alternative for Mr. Karzai in Afghanistan. It means we have to support Mr. Karzai's government. But let me inform you that among the government also there are so many problems, differences. But in different parts of the government, which we are trying our best to keep them, to bring them united. This is one. The second is narcotic problem and drug trafficking. Please let me inform you, since last 6 years, production in Afghanistan and trafficking of the drug from Afghanistan increased at least 30 times more since last 6 years. It was some 100 tons and now it is 8,300 tons. Where is the last destination for that drug? Europe. And the young generation of Europe. Who is the first dam against them? Iran. We have given 3,500 lives of our combatants with the drug traffickers in Iran. And we have not received enough support from the international community there. You know, several proposals are proposed to Iran that just keep its eyes closed. We are not going to distribute any drug in Iran, just we want to pass for the other destination. And we did not accept. Based on our belief. Who is responsible for combating of drug in Afghanistan? A European country as a leader. The second result in Afghanistan. The policy in combating of drug trafficking and drug narcotic production there is failed. This is the second fail in Afghanistan. The third and the last element in this issue, which is dangerous in our understanding, is those who have failed in the military approach with the extremists in Afghanistan started to establish dialogue with them in some European capitals. We have informed our European friends that this cannot be a good solution for the problem. With your permission, I move to Iraq. It is 5 years now passed from the presence of foreign forces in Iraq. But the problem of Iraq is not solved. It means the policy of the leading towards Iraq is failed, definitely. From the last summer till now, fortunately, we can see some improvement. In what fields? In the main important field, which is security of Iraq. We have been asked by the Americans for starting talk with them about Iraq, and we have accepted. You know, we had 3 rounds of talks with the Americans, and recently they have requested for the new round of discussion. Generally, we have accepted, not for the Americans, for the Iraqis, because they are going to pay. The people of Iraq were very glad when the dictator regime of Saddam toppled down. But they did not know that 600,000 of the people of Iraq will be killed. And this is the situation. From last summer, we see some improvement. We do hope, based on correction of some policies. We get more success in this area. Unfortunately, we are in a very bad situation. From one side, the extremists, the terrorist group, Al-Qaeda and others, say we are in Iraq because the foreign troops are there. And the foreign troops say we are in Iraq because the terrorists are there. That's why we do believe solution in Iraq must catch all the elements. It means a comprehensive solution is needed for Iraq. A solution which catches to the terrorist activities there, at the same time to the necessity of a planning for withdrawal of the foreign forces from Iraq. You remember in Spain, Italy, recently in Australia. The government who supported the American policies in Iraq were failed in election. I'm not going to have some judgment for their people's decision. Recently in Australia was the last one. And all the new governments said, we will bring out our forces from Iraq. This is the situation in Iraq. We are in close contact with the Iraqi government, Iraqi authority, and I'm not going to detail because there are so many areas in Iraq. If any question was there, definitely I will be at your disposal. About Lebanon, we do believe instability in Lebanon affect negatively whole the region. That's why we support immediate solution for Lebanon crisis. That's why we support any initiative in Europe, Arab League, or Islamic initiative to help for solving this, the problem in Lebanon. At the same time, we do believe that United States, France, Iran, Syria, Saudi Arabia, or any other country should not consider that they are in the position to decide on behalf of the Lebanese people. It means Lebanese people should decide by themselves. And their solution in Lebanon, again, should be a comprehensive solution. You cannot point to a group of Lebanon and ignore the other one. The structure of Lebanon shows each group cannot reach to what they want, but is in the position to avoid what the other side is trying to get. That's why consensus is a good base for any solution in Lebanon. The last but not the least is the current development in Palestine. Inhuman aggression of the Israeli plane, tanks and soldiers against the Palestinian in Gaza. And isolating the area, surrounding the area, avoiding for receiving any humanitarian assistance, shortage of water, gas, electricity is going to create a fogjaye. And this is the situation. We do believe, as some Portuguese friends mentioned, that not in Europe only, in all around the world, there must be a stronger position to condemn this aggression and to help for finding some way to send humanitarian assistance to the Palestinian there. The last word is, we do believe Iran is a part of solution in our region. If has influence, if has a role, that is a constructive role. Why? Because we do believe that stability in Iraq, stability in Afghanistan is in our favor. Instability and insecure situation will affect negatively everybody and before everybody, Iran. I thank you very much for your patience.
Thanks. Thank you very much, Your Excellency. After your clear and direct explanation, I would like to say that I have a statement in mind that I would not like to say when we close our negotiation, our talks, that is, Iran's lack of cooperation is leading it to growing isolation. And I hope after your words and your explanation, I'm not going to say it. And that it's a very important moment in this meeting. As you know, we have some different points of view. We have troops committed in Afghanistan, also in Lebanon. We know, and you know, that the fight against terrorism is one of the most important tasks in the world of the 21st century. And we cannot see the Afghan people and the Afghan state as a rogue state, not a sanctuary for terrorists. That's why I think NATO has made a very important role in that country. Nevertheless, I think you have explained us a very important message. You have said that Iran is a part of the solution in many parts of the world. That's I think also. Well, let me open the floor to my colleagues, and I hope they will have something to say. Mr. Joseph Zay with the coordination of the Social Democratic Party.
Thank you, Excellency. I hope you understand it will be easier for me to speak in Portuguese. Gostaria, em nome do Partido Social Democrata, dirigir uma saudação muito especial a Vossa Excelência e a toda a comitiva que o acompanha. A relação entre Portugal e o Irão, e bem como as relações entre toda a Europa, a União Europeia e o Irão, são essenciais no mundo de hoje. Nós entendemos que não pode haver países isolados. E como Vossa Excelência referiu e bem, o Irão tem que ser parte da solução. Não poderia ser nunca um problema em qualquer circunstância e tendo em consideração qualquer um dos dossiers que temos pela frente. Por isso, é para nós uma oportunidade muito importante e gostaria, pois, de salientar a importância da sua visita a Portugal neste momento. Temos perfeita consciência da importância do papel que o Irão pode desempenhar como país estabilizador de uma realidade regional que é extremamente complexa. O dossiê do Afeganistão, o dossiê do Iraque, o dossiê da Palestina, o dossiê do Líbano e as questões dos circuitos, dos fluxos da droga, são naturalmente matérias que nos preocupam extraordinariamente e temos perfeita consciência que para resolver qualquer um destes problemas é preferível que o Irão esteja o mais envolvido possível na busca de soluções. Temos também perfeita consciência de outra coisa. As relações internacionais são hoje marcadas por um grande nível de pragmatismo. E por isso, respeitando embora as diferenças naturais que há entre nós, as diferenças até de índole cultural, gostaria de voltar a salientar este aspecto. É essencial que o Irão esteja bem próximo de nós, países ocidentais, de Portugal muito particularmente, e sabemos perfeitamente que quer na lógica bilateral, quer na relação multilateral que marca as relações internacionais do mundo de hoje, o Irão tem naturalmente um lugar determinante. Apenas uma declaração final quanto à questão do dossiê nuclear. Há muito tempo eu tenho perfeita consciência de que a energia nuclear marca o desenvolvimento no mundo de hoje. Independentemente dos seus malefícios, a verdade é que é um elemento essencial para o desenvolvimento do mundo. Em qualquer circunstância, nós temos uma posição de princípio que naturalmente da qual não abdicamos. Somos absolutamente contrários à proliferação ou desenvolvimento de armas de destruição maciça e da própria e da utilização da energia nuclear enquanto instrumento que permita o desenvolvimento desse mesmo tipo de armas. No respeito por estes princípios, naturalmente, entendemos que as relações entre os nossos dois países devem desenvolver, há todas as condições para tal, e ficamos muito satisfeitos, repito, por esta oportunidade de podermos dialogar com Vossa Excelência e desejamos os melhores sucessos nesta visita a Portugal.
Muito obrigado. Now I'm going to give the floor to the Communist Party and my fellow deputy.
Your Excellency, Mr. Minister of Foreign Affairs, I would like also to start with a very warm welcome and greeting to Your Excellency and all the delegation. And for, if I may, for political reasons, I would prefer to make this statement in Portuguese language. That would be a very interesting result from this meeting. Primeiro cumprimento e uma saudação ao Sr. Ministro e Comitiva, e vemos com interesse a visita e a presença do Sr. Ministro, bem como a troca de pontos de vista entre os nossos países, num quadro que importa aprofundar de mútuo conhecimento e cooperação entre os nossos Estados e os nossos países. A situação no momento atual, no momento presente, é de facto exigente e confirma e reforça a absoluta necessidade de responder aos desafios de hoje e aos perigos de hoje através de soluções políticas e de um caminho comum para a paz, uma paz justa e duradoura e para a estabilidade no quadro global dos nossos tempos. Em particular, com o testemunho que aqui tivemos do Sr. Ministro relativamente ao Médio Oriente, onde a situação levanta também a nós portugueses e ao PCP sérias preocupações e procuramos acompanhar com muita atenção os desenvolvimentos. Nestas regiões assistimos a um discurso e a uma prática mais agressivos e militaristas, com uma política de tentativa de dominação agressiva por parte de grandes potências. E registámos com muito interesse e com muita atenção o testemunho e a análise que o Sr. Ministro nos trouxe, e é um elemento importante para o nosso acompanhamento e o nosso conhecimento. Relativamente ao respeito mútuo entre Estados soberanos, eu queria apenas recordar de uma forma muito breve que, nos termos da lei fundamental do nosso país, nos termos da Constituição da República Portuguesa, o artigo 7º define que Portugal preconiza e rege-se nas relações internacionais pelos princípios da independência nacional, do respeito pelos direitos do homem, dos direitos dos povos, da igualdade entre os Estados, da solução pacífica dos conflitos internacionais e da não ingerência nos assuntos internos dos outros Estados e na cooperação com todos os povos para a emancipação e o progresso da humanidade. Este é o princípio consagrado na Constituição da República Portuguesa. E é este o princípio que nos norteia e que tem que nortear a política do nosso país nesta matéria. A soberania inclui, naturalmente, a vertente económica e, por maioria de razão, a vertente energética. O Sr. Ministro mencionou o NPT. Nós queremos apenas dizer, a Vossa Excelência, que a não proliferação de armas nucleares e dos arsenais não deve ser esquecida. No entender do Partido Comunista Português, também não devemos esquecer o desarmamento nuclear. Não manter o status quo das grandes potências nucleares e militares de todo o mundo, mas sim caminhar de forma conjunta e de forma construtiva para o desarmamento nuclear e para uma construção da paz envolvendo todos os povos. Relativamente às relações entre os nossos países, e para terminar, queria apenas dizer que é com muito interesse que registamos a disponibilidade e a vontade do Irão relativamente à diversificação das parcerias económicas e culturais com os países da Europa. Nós em Portugal, pelo menos cá também, temos um ditado que é não pôr todos os ovos no mesmo cesto. E tal como o Sr. Ministro disse que há quartos vagos que podem ser preenchidos, nós temos muito gosto em que os nossos países no seu desenvolvimento preencham esses quartos, e aqui tem também um cesto para algum ovo na cooperação e no desenvolvimento mútuo que possa, do ponto de vista do progresso para os nossos povos e os nossos países, ser alcançado e construído. Termino agradecendo mais uma vez a presença e desejando uma bela estadia no nosso país e na nossa cidade. Muito obrigado.
Thank you very much. As you see, immediately we have different approaches of international politics. And in this table, I think we have something in common, the friendship between Portugal and Iran. And now I give the floor to Mr. Canato from the Socialist Party.
On behalf of the Socialist Party, the major group in this committee, a warm welcome to the House of the Portuguese Democracy. I've been spending the last 2 days in Brussels in an important meeting of the Euromed for economics, financial and social affairs, as well as education. And curiously, most of the issues of your intervention have been stressed by most of the participants on that meeting that took place the day before yesterday in the afternoon and yesterday in the morning. And close to me, there was a member of the Palestinian organization, Ibrahim Abu Ashab. And I know how he reacted when we are talking about most of these issues. Portugal is, of course, a small country. We played a very important role in the last half of the previous year and within the European Union, and I hope that our contribution will be of major importance in the near future. Countries are not photocopies of each other. Countries mustn't be, shouldn't be photocopies. But we must fight for a way where most of us can be happy with different ways of thinking and different ways of performing. My hope is that during your stay that inaugurates, let me use this expression or this word, a new period between the two countries, between your country and Portugal, not only on the diplomatic side but also on the economical side, as far as I'm informed, will be of major importance. In the nuclear area, I must tell you that I'm going to follow with a deep interest this issue after what you have told us about nuclear power and the way you are going to use it. But I would like to carry on building bridges on democracy, human rights, rule of law, and looking for peace and the permanent fight against terrorism. I'm sure that after the meeting you had with the Speaker of the House and the one you are going to have soon with the Minister of Foreign Affairs, these issues will be permanently in your mind, and for that reason my final word is to wish you a very pleasant and enjoyable stay in a lovely city that is Lisbon.
Minister, the floor is yours for the final remarks.
Thank you very much. I came from Tehran, and the weather in Tehran is very cold this year, in compared with last 20, 25 years ago. And a lot of snow, fortunately. But from that very cold weather, I'm very glad for very warm discussion which we had during our meeting here. I'm once again very happy being in the House of Portuguese Democracy. as a member of the House of former member of the House of Iranian Democracy from Iranian Parliament. And our friends from different parties referred to some part of my explanation. My general understanding is the politicians and member parliaments in Portuguese, particularly the member of this important committee, have a concern about different crises in different parts of the world. And that is really appreciated, because it shows that member parliaments here are not looking only for their nation, for their people, for their country. They are thinking, looking, expressing their concern about the problems and difficulties and crises in the other part of the world. It is exactly true. Why? Because today the world is more united or integrated, it's better to say. And any crisis in any part of the world definitely will affect the other part of the world. That's why all should work together to remove crisis and concern. At the same time, about the nuclear issue, I would like to express a kind of expectation, or it's better to say, more expectation from our Portuguese friends, that if the ongoing process is accepted by our friends, we do believe that all the parties should support this process to finalize and solve completely the issue. Iran is a normal country like the other countries of member of NPT. And for disarmament, completely we do agree. And I think disarmament is the most important topic in the international agenda. Let's say that nuclear weapons is not able anymore, psychologically or practically, to solve the crisis, to avoid the problems. If it could help, it should help to the ex-Soviet Union not to be collapsed. If it could help, it should help to the Americans in Iraq. That's why essentially and basically we are against the nuclear weapons, and we do support any decision, international decision. We are a sponsor, as I mentioned, or co-sponsor for any draft resolution for disarmament of nuclear weapons. Yes, you mentioned, my dear friend, that Portuguese is a small country, but at the same time did in the history so many great jobs, and was in so many different parts of the world, and tried to create sympathy for Portuguese, for your nation. And a small part of our country in the southern part of Iran around the Persian Gulf also. Historically was in contact with the Portuguese who were passing there, and now you know we are working together from the cultural heritage section to do something to register that period of our connection together. And yes, the countries are not each other's copy. Different nations, different traditions, different cultures. But what stick them together? Coexistence, exchanging views. Whenever I was ambassador to Tokyo, Mr. Bill Clinton visited Beijing. And when he left Beijing, he was asked, what was the most important agreement between you and Chinese? He said, we have agreed that we disagree in some areas. And I think this kind of changing views will brief each other, will bring each other's opinion, understanding. We are human beings. We do believe that in the most of the areas of our connection, our daily life, our social life, are common. Because our needs are common. We are moving to the same destination, generally. I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about human beings. But maybe from different ways. It's better to sit, to talk. The Iranian nation is the nation of dialogue. If you look to the Iranian artist, you have heard Iran has three very famous sea, Persian carpet, Persian caviar, and Persian cat. This is what the crown prince of the emperor of Japan told me. The Persian carpet is very famous, is number one in the world. Yet, still it is number one. Okay. The Iranian artist who created this carpet, which the oldest one, with 800 years background, is in Hermitage in the Russia Museum. The Iranian artist who created this Persian carpet with millions of small tiles, millions of knots, and that fantastic designing of the Iranian carpet and the beautiful printing and different colors, when he completes this art, put under your leg in your room. این تواضع هنرمند ایرانی رو نشون میده.
Uma prova é uma demonstração de humildade e modestia de artista iraniano.
چون این ملتی تروریست نیست.
Um povo assim não pode ser terrorista.
ما بسیاری از متجاوزان به کشور ما حمله کردند.
Muitos dos invasores atacaram contra nosso país.
Through this translation, I will learn a little bit Portuguese.
Com esta tradução vou
começar. Okay. بسیاری به کشور ما حمله کردند در طول تاریخ.
Muitos invasores na longa da história atacaram contra nosso país.
Chengiz ها, Tatar ها, mongol-ha,
foram tinguizes, tatares, mongoles que atacaram o Irã.
بسیاری از کتابخانه‌های ما رو سوزوندن از بین بردن.
Incendiaram muitos e vários, várias bibliotecas que nós tínhamos.
بسیاری از مردم رو تو کشور ما کشتن.
Muita população do nosso país foram assassinados.
اما فرهنگ ما اینها رو مستحیل کرد در خودش. یعنی جذب کرد در خودش.
Foi sempre a nossa cultura que atraiu esses invasores e que ficaram instalados no nosso país.
من یه روز با رئیس پارلمان یونان 18 سال پیش ملاقات داشتم موقعی که معاون وزیر خارجه بودم.
Quando era vice-ministro do negócio estrangeiro, há 18 anos, encontrei-me com o presidente da Assembleia Greca. Ele me disse, vocês, os iranianos, têm uma cultura muito atrativa. Eu respondi, sim, a cultura iraniana tem sua atração, mas qual é o seu objetivo? O que quer fazer entender com isto?
Nós, Alexander, o Iskandar Magduni, o فرستادیم ایران رو فتح کنه.
Ele diz, nós mandamos, enviamos o grande, o Alexandre o Grande, mandamos para o Irã, para invadir o Irã, conquistar o Irã.
شما باش چه کار کردید که اصلا وقتی اومد ایران مأموریت رو فراموش کرد؟
O que vocês fizeram que quando ele chegou ao Irã, esqueceu-se da sua própria missão?
و او البته میدونی وقتی اومد ایران با یک دختر ایرانی ازدواج کرد.
Sabe que quando chegou ao Irã, casou-se com uma iraniana.
و مردم ما چنین مردمی هستن.
O nosso povo é povo assim.
ما یک کشوری هستیم 15 کشور در همسایگی ایران هست.
Temos 15 países na nossa vizinhança.
تمام این 15 کشور یا مستعمره بودن یا استعمارگر.
Todos esses 15 países ou eram colonizados ou eram colonizadores.
جز ایران که نه کلونی بود نه کلونیالیست.
Apenas o Irã que nunca foi colonizado nem foi colonizador.
این طبیعت ملت ما.
Isso é natureza do nosso povo.
تبلیغات امریکایی رو توجه نکنید.
Não ouvem muito as propagandas americanas.
2500 سال پیش در کابینه ایرانی خزانه‌دار دولت یک زن بوده.
Há 2500 anos no governo no gabinete do governo iraniano a tesouraria era dirigida por uma mulher.
کتاب بسیار ضخیمی در ایران چاپ شده در مورد زنهایی که در طول تاریخ در ایران نقش آفرین بوده.
Recentemente um livro muito voluminoso foi publicado no Irã sobre o papel e a presença das mulheres no poder político iraniano.
اگر شاهنامه فردوسی شاعر بزرگ ایرانی رو بخونید متوجه میشید که چگونه یک زن توانست از بروز یک جنگ بین ایران و یک کشور همسایه جلوگیری بکنه.
Basta ler o livro do rei é conjunto dos poemas de um poeta persa Ferdowsi há 10 séculos que escreveu este conjunto. Foi uma mulher persa que conseguiu impedir a realização de uma grande guerra que iria aniquilar muitas pessoas.
Com as توصیه‌هایی که به پادشاه کرد.
E com todos os conselhos e sugestões que deu aos grandes reis para impedir as guerras.
امروز صدها NGO در ایران پیرامون مسائل مربوط به زنان فعالیت میکنه.
Actualmente dezenas organizações internacionais não governamentais são ativas no Irã e trabalham sobre condições das mulheres.
این در حالی است که برخی از کشورها تو منطقه ما دارن بررسی میکنن که آیا زنان میتونن رانندگی بکنن یا نه.
Estamos numa circunstância que mesmo atualmente, em alguns países vizinhos nossos, estão ainda a estudar para ver se podem dar autorização às mulheres para conduzir ou não.
مگر می شود یک جامعه ای رو اداره کرد بدون اینکه پل بزنیم به دموکراسی و حقوق بشر؟
Será que é possível de governar um país sem fazer o ponto com democracia e direitos humanos?
بنابراین ما در 29 سال گذشته در کشورمون 29 انتخابات یا انتخابات مجلس یا انتخابات ریاست جمهوری و انتخابات‌های عمومی دیگه داشتیم.
E por causa disto que nos 29 últimos anos no nosso país, depois da Revolução Islâmica do Irã, tivemos pelo menos 29 eleições de diversos níveis, seja legislativo, seja executivo.
یعنی هر سال یک انتخابات.
Isso significa pelo menos uma eleição por ano.
طبق قانون اساسی رهبر، رئیس جمهور، نمایندگان مجلس، همه اینها با آراء مردم انتخاب میشن.
De acordo com a constituição do país, do Irã, o líder do país, o presidente da república, os membros da Assembleia Consultativa Iraniana são eleitos por voto direto do povo.
ما در بحث‌های حقوق بشری با هم باید گفتگو بکنیم.
Nós devemos negociar, discutir sobre assuntos de direitos humanos em conjunto.
من با یکی از نویسندگان اعلامیه جهانی حقوق بشر که اهل کانادا بود و چند سال پیش فوت کرده، اعلامیه که 1948 نوشته شده بود، 18 سال پیش گفتگو و مذاکره کردم.
Há 18 anos eu discutia, eu falava com um dos fundadores dos textos dos direitos humanos, que era canadiano, que já faleceu.
چه کسی از جهان اسلام مشارکت داشته در نوشتن این اعلامیه؟
Eu perguntei a ele que na altura em 1948 quando foi escrito este texto dos direitos humanos, qual foi o papel? Havia a presença de um muçulmano na altura da escritura deste papel de declaração dos direitos humanos?
حرفی که میزنید درسته.
Ele respondeu-me que a sua pergunta é certa. O que
ولی اون موقع در جهان اسلام این گونه نظرات نداشتن.
Diz-nos, na altura, no mundo islâmico, não havia esses pontos de vista.
Ma nisbat be naqz huquq-e bashar dar kishvarhay Europayi, dar ba'zi az kishvarhay Europayi nigarani darim.
Nós até temos preocupações, estamos preocupados com os cérebros de direitos humanos na Europa, no Ocidente.
Ba'zi aqalliyat-hay musalman.
Estamos preocupados sobre questões de minoridade religiosa. As minoridades capturadas, presentes nas prisões europeias. Não falo de Portugal.
کلی بحثی که اینها رو ما میتوانیم در گفتگوهای صمیمانه تر بکنیم.
Isso faz parte de questões gerais que podemos discutir entre nós.
مجموعاً من فکر میکنم که بحث حاکمیت قانون، بحث حقوق بشر، بحث دموکراسی، بحث‌های بسیار مهمی است که ما میتوانیم گفتگو بکنیم.
De modo geral, eu acho que assuntos como direitos humanos, democracia, são assuntos que, muito, muito importantes e que devemos discutir em conjunto. Vamos aceitar para não falar disto como challenges, desafios entre nós. Mas conhecer esses assuntos como oportunidades para trocas, intercâmbios de diversos pontos de vista.
Vamos falar em گفتگوها موجب ارتقاء جایگاه این مسائل خواهد شد.
E de certeza tenho acredito que dialogar e discutir sobre esses assuntos vamos melhorar as condições e dar mais importância relevante ao assunto.
یه نکته کوچیک در مورد نیروهای خارجی فقط میخوام که توضیح بدم یه وقتی misunderstanding نشه.
Só quero explicar assunto específico sobre invasão estrangeira. Não quero que seja mal entendida.
نیروهای یونیفل در آلمان در لبنان باید حمایت بشن.
as forças do UNIFEL no Líbano devem ser apoiadas e ajudadas. E a presença deles no Líbano é importante, é urgente, é necessário.
در مورد عراق و در مورد افغانستان هنوز نیروهای خارجی حضور دارن در اونجا.
Sobre a questão do Iraque e do Afeganistão, ainda as forças estrangeiras continuam presentes nestes países.
اشاره من به این بود که موضوع عراق باید هم بحث تروریسم هم بحث برنامه خروج نیروهای خارجی با هم مورد بررسی و حل قرار بگیره.
O que eu disse sobre saída das forças estrangeiras do Iraque e terrorismo é lutar contra os terroristas no Iraque era tratar esses dois assuntos simultaneamente no mesmo tempo.
ما با آلمان که در افغانستان نیرو داره دیالوگ دو جانبه رو شروع کردیم.
Nós já iniciamos diálogo bilateral com a Alemanha que tem as suas forças presentes no Afeganistão.
با ایتالیا، هلند، بلغارستان توی برنامه داریم.
Com Itália, Bulgária e Holanda já estamos a preparar o plano para trabalhar e viajar.
با آقای وزیر خارجه که ملاقات دارم میخوام مطرح کنم که ما و پرتغال هم میتوانیم تبادل نظرهای پیرامون افغانستان با هم داشته باشیم.
Vou na minha reunião com o senhor ministro do negócio estrangeiro português também propor que podemos também discutir sobre esse assunto de presença no Afeganistão, podemos iniciar diálogo entre nós.
A sua dostanam da Majlis Iran, ai Gurujerdi, همه دوستان رو دعوت میکنم برای سفر به ایران.
Em nome do meu amigo, senhor Brugerdi, parlamentar iraniano, convido todos os senhores da comissão para uma viagem oficial ao Irã.
می و جون خیلی ماهای خوبی برای ایران اومدن.
Os meses de maio e junho são os meses mais fabulosos para viajar para o Irã.
Thank you. Obrigado, senhor ministro. Eu não sei, no século XVI, qual era o tempo quando o Afonso Albuquerque e o Shah Ismail se encontraram.
میگن که خیلی ممنون جناب آقای وزیر، من نمیدونم در قرن 16 زمانی که شاه اسماعیل و الفونسو دو بوکرک که با هم دیگه ملاقات داشتن راجع به چه مسئله با هم دیگه صحبت کردن.
نه سایتون پوک و بیانت انکیت کوریو و اینکنترو
و در این حال در مورد زمینه کاری که به وجود اومد، در چه فضایی برگزار شد این دیدارشون هم باز زیاد اطلاعات مشخصی ندارم.
بذاریش مدیزر que
vale, vale,
o tempo em Lisboa é certamente melhor e que o ambiente caloroso com que decorreu esta reunião é certamente um ambiente mais franco e aberto do que aquele que decorreu há 4 séculos atrás.
ولی مطمئنم که با این هوای متعادلی که الان ما داریم و با این دیدار گرم و صمیمانه که بین ما به وجود اومده 100% الان دیدار ما بسیار صمیمانه تر و مثبت تر بود تا 4 قرن پیش با شاه اسماعیل.
جو کی سوزا اون استوریا ریکا که تیم نوس دوس پیس دوس سیویلیزاسیونز که هم تو مود.
مطمئنم که این در واقع مدیون تاریخ بسیار قدیمی دو کشور و دو تمدنمون هستش.
Foi com muito gosto que eu ouvi o Sr. Ministro falar dos três C's, carpetes, caviar e gatos.
خیلی خوشحال شدم، بسیار لذت بودم از اینکه جناب آقای وزیر راجع به اون سه تا سه صحبت کردن، فرش‌ها و خاویار و گربه.
Escrevo não com C's, mas com F's.
و من هم در پاسخ بهتون میگم در مورد شهرت پرتغال در مورد سه تا نه سه ولی سه تا F.
Em Portugal costumava-se dizer em outros tempos, Portugal era o país dos três F's. Fado, Fátima, futebol.
در زمانی که من جوان‌تر بودم همیشه میگفتن که پرتغال با سه تا اف خیلی معروف داره، یکی فادو که موسیقی خیلی سنتی پرتغالی هستش، یکی فاتیما که مزار محل فاطمه مقدسه و سومی هم که فوتبال.
Apesar de tudo, eu julgo que não conseguimos guardar todos os F's em casa, mas conseguimos ter todos os C's da nossa casa.
میگن که درست در بازی نتونستیم همه رو بزنیم ولی که تو خونمون تونستیم خیلی ها رو از اکیپ های مخالفمون رو برنده بشیم.
De modo, Sr. Presidente, com este introito, agradeço a sua vinda à Comissão, o ambiente que aqui se criou e as negociações que pudemos obter.
جناب آقای وزیر، بار دیگر از شما تشکر میکنم با این خوشرویتون به مجلس تشریف آوردین و این فضای صمیمانه رو بین ما به وجود آورد.
Registramos com muito obrigado as explicações que nos deu quanto à questão iraniana, quanto à questão nuclear iraniana, quanto à questão da democracia e dos direitos humanos.
و در این حال باز تأکید میکنیم یادداشت میکنیم مواردی رو در مورد مسئله برنامه هسته‌ای ایران، مسئله حقوق بشر و دموکراسی.
Esperamos poder receber muito brevemente o Sr. Presidente e o Sr. Burujerdi nesta nossa comissão para reforçar os laços entre os nossos dois parlamentos.
امیدوارم که هر چه زودتر بتونیم جناب آقای بروجردی رو در اینجا در مجلس پذیرا باشیم تا بتونیم روابط دوجانبه رو بین دو کشور تقویت بیشتری
کنیم.
و در این حال بار دیگه تشکر میکنم از دعوتی که جناب عالی از ما به عمل آوردید برای مسافرت به ایران.
Como um país também é história e tradição, é tradição em Portugal receber bem os amigos.
ما هم کشوری هستیم با تمدن و سنت های خودمون و همیشه سنتمون هستش که دوستانمون رو به گرمی و صمیمی پذیرا باشیم.
Presidente, presidente, permitam que entregue um presente em nome da Missão dos Negócios Estrangeiros para selar a amizade entre estes nossos dois povos, cientes de que somos dois países com história onde a tradição de paz persiste e resiste a todas as intempéries.
من هم به عنوان رئیس کمیسیون امور خارجه وزارت مجلس پرتغال این یادبود رو به شما میدم برای تقویت روحیه دوستی و صلح دو کشور و دو ملل بین. Espero que quando viajar para o Irã, ir visitar a cidade de Isfahan. É uma cidade onde a arte persa é muito relevante nesta cidade. Um conhecedor japonês do Isfahan tinha escrito que Isfahan é pérola do deserto. É um pequeno trabalho de miniatura persa, feito à mão, feito no Isfahan. Para nunca esquecer e sempre lembrar-se do trabalho que dei hoje e o tempo que levei.